Joining us now, he is Daryl Beatty, the PGA Junior League Regional Director. What's going on, Daryl?
I'm doing fine. How are you doing this morning?
Man, we're doing awesome. Little chilly start to the day, but it looks good outside. Looks good through the window.
And no frost delays across the state. Yeah.
That's a great thing. I'm sure the golfers are happy about that.
So the PGA Junior League, if people aren't as familiar with it as they should be for their kids, kind of give people a feel for what this Junior League is all about.
Well, PGA Junior League is a great program offered by the PGA of America. It's a great opportunity for kids that have never been introduced or exposed to the game to get introduced to the game of golf in a very friendly and fun format. It allows them to participate with their friends. They play golf matches in a very modified, easy format to get around the golf course in with numbers on the back of the jerseys, names on the back of the jerseys. We sometimes refer to it as the Little League Baseball of golf.
Well, and I've seen, I mean, the kids are having a blast doing this. Now, do you check IDs or could I be eligible?
We got to check your birth date. I don't know.
Oh, man, I could have a gland problem.
But we'd certainly love to get you out there as a spectator for sure.
Oh, absolutely. And actually, I mean, you guys offer the program. The league has courses across our entire listening area. There are a number here in the Charlotte area. You have Asheville covered, Raleigh, Greensboro, Wilmington. I mean, you have pretty much every area of our listening, the Golf Shop Radio Network, covered with this. So there's an opportunity for all of our folks across the Carolinas to get involved.
You're exactly right. The PGA has what we call an open enrollment program. And this simply means that any parent can go online. They can go to PGAJuniorLeague.com, and that junior is J-R, not spelled out, but J-R, PGAJuniorLeague.com, and they can type in their zip code, and they can put in a radius that they would be willing to travel to participate, and every facility that has an open enrollment will pop up. And they can choose one that they may be familiar with or one that they just want to go out and participate with, and they can register their kids to enroll on that particular team.
Right, yeah. And so the golf courses that are participating here in the Charlotte area, Harry L. Jones Senior Golf Course, which was Renaissance, Country Club of Salisbury, Rocky River, Golf Studio at Northstone, Golf Club at Ballantyne, Mooresville Golf Club, Stonebridge, Waterford, and Mark LaPointe. Over in Asheville, High Vista Golf Club, Asheville Municipal, Country Club of Asheville, in Raleigh, Lockmere, Lonnie Pool, Pine Hollow, The Noose, and River Ridge, Greensboro, the Rick Murphy Golf Academy, and Sedgefield Country Club, in Wilmington, Cape Fear Country Club, Magnolia Greens Golf Course, and the First Tee of Greater Wilmington. So all of those opportunities to go play golf.
And some crazy good golf courses that your kids can play courses that you can't.
Yep. That's exactly right. Those are a lot of nice golf courses, and there'll be additional courses added to those lists as we get further into the season. A lot of facilities will open their enrollments up. They'll change them from what we call an invite-only to an open status to fill their roster. So those are some great courses for kids to get on and participate in.
Well, now, Darryl, how did you get involved with the PGA Junior League?
Well, I work in player development for PGA of America, and when we first started out in our roles as player development regional managers, we were tasked to grow the game, and we had a lot of programs that starting back in the Get Golf Ready days that we were implementing across the country. I have a team across the country that does the same thing I do here in the Georgia and Carolinas market. So within the last 2 or 3 years, we've kind of rolled over into PGA Junior League, and our focus has been concentrating on this particular program. As I said earlier, it's just a great program that the PGA has come up with that's really going to grow the game and really provide a lot of participants for playing golf down the road at many of these golf facilities.
Yeah, I mean, Daryl, you know, this is one of the areas where the RNA, USGA, and PGA of America work in concert with one another in terms of growing the game and trying to backfill with young players. Let's get young people interested in this game. And we've had soccer golf. We've had, you've had frisbee golf. We've had speed golf. We've had cross country golf. We've had, you know, the forward tees, the family tees, all this kind of stuff. What, you know, you're in it every day. What kinds of things seem to really work and resonate with young people to get them interested in the game?
Well, you know, that's a very good point that you make. It's a new day. Golf historically has had a lot of stigmas attached to it, being too long, too hard, too difficult, you know, too expensive. I don't think those things will ever go away. But a format such as PGA Junior League kind of covers the bases in terms of trying to overcome some of those stigmas that have been attached to it. You know, PGA Junior League is the format is 9-hole, 2-person scramble. So that kind of eliminates the difficulty of it, the cost. You know, it takes $75 for these parents to register their kids to participate on the team. The difficulty, which I like here, is we have golf professionals, PGA golf professionals, LPGA golf professionals that are training these young kids in golf, whereas other sports, and take me, for instance, when my son was growing up, I was his youth basketball coach. No, I wasn't an NBA player, but I did the best I could and, you know, did an adequate job. But in golf, we have PGA golf professionals, LPGA golf professionals that are actually doing the training. These kids are being served by professionals and getting very, very good instruction on the golf course.
Again, we're talking with Daryl Beatty, the PGA Junior League Regional Director. And Daryl, I think one of the things to point out as well is, you know, when you talk about, yes, this is a league, and yes, there's some competition going on, but parents can get involved. They can volunteer. Parents and family members are encouraged to assist as coaches and volunteers. But at the same time, last year in 2017, 80% of the Junior League players were beginner or recreational golfers. And this kind of lets you know that, you know what, if your child doesn't play golf, this is a way to get them into playing golf, and you can go along with them.
That's exactly right. And we strongly encourage the parents to get involved. I kind of call it the team mom for soccer. You know, we had over 42,000 boys and girls participating last year across the country on over 3,000 teams in 2017. And we certainly expect that number to grow. But as you mentioned, when the parents get involved, it takes on a whole new dimension. I mean, it's very, very exciting if you ever get an opportunity to go out to a match and you see the parents there on the cart paths rooting for their kids to play. And not only that, sometimes they can handle some of the logistics, you know, of getting the kids together at a certain time, carpooling them to the matches, providing snacks and drinks before, during, and after the matches. And it's just a unified approach between the PGA golf professional, the parents, the kids, you know, to get involved, and it's a win-win for everybody.
See, Mike, you could bring orange slices.
I do like the orange slices. You know, it's interesting when you talk about involving the parents and you know, our work here with the LPGA tournament that was in Charlotte and all the players, the huge number of players who took up golf because of the influence of a father or an uncle or a grandfather in their lives. And, you know, golf, if you've got a child who, you know, maybe hasn't found something that they're absolutely in love with and they're getting to their, you know, they're getting into their tween years and they're trying out new things. Try to remember as a parent or grandparent that golf is a life sport and it's something you can do with your child or grandchild for the rest of your life. It's not, you know, there's going to come a point when I can't go out in the driveway and play basketball with my daughter. It, sooner than later, I'm not going to be able to do that. But for the rest of our lives, we'll be able to go out and spend that compartmentalized, you know, several hours together on the golf course. It's a perfect, perfect thing to get parents and children out there together and sharing the love of the game.
You're exactly right. I couldn't have said it better. I mean, you get the family out there on the weekend, late on the Saturday or Sunday afternoon, and, you know, it gives you an alternative as opposed to maybe going to the movies or bowling or doing something else. You can get together. You can play from the tees that fit your game. You can use any format you want. You get to spend quality time with your kids, and a lot of these golf courses have family rates that make it very affordable. So there are opportunities, and things are changing. You know, the whole landscape of golf is changing so that we can get these kids involved that will be, as you just stated, the future golfers, you know, of tomorrow. They can play well into the 20s, 30s, 40s, 50s, 60s, and even older. And that's what's so exciting about golf. And you don't have to play at a competitive level to enjoy it. You can, you know, really reach any level that you desire and still have fun.
Yeah, I mean, it's like you've heard people say, oh, I wish I could play the piano. Because everywhere I go, whether it's a family function or in the airport here in Charlotte, there's a piano. And I'd love to be able to sit down and play the piano. And golf is in many ways very like that. Because later in life, there are going to be family parties, bachelorette parties, you know, wedding things that are going on, family reunions. There's always people who are going out to play golf, especially in business. And if you have enough of an acumen that you can get out there and hold your own in an event, you think about doing business on a golf course as you get older. That's 2, 3, 4, 5 hours you have potentially with a customer, client, a sponsor.
You're exactly right. And again, you don't have to be good to enjoy that experience, because, you know, who says you got to have, you know, have par birdies out there? You can create your own par. It can be double bogey, double par, whatever you want to do. Pick your ball up when you want to play by what we call, you know, we have rules in golf that if everybody plays by the same set of rules, then it's okay. We call it it's okay. You know, if you hit your ball in the woods and you can't find it, bring it to the edge and play another one. You hit it in the bunker, you don't get it out, physically take it out and play and keep going.
Oh.
If you're not in the hole in three putts, pick it up and move on to the next hole. Just a wonderful opportunity to get out and enjoy it and with family and friends.
Daryl, I love your attitude. I suck at golf. We have what we call family rules. I'm terrible at golf, and no one has a better time on the golf course than me.
And that's what we like to hear. I mean, because as you stated earlier, we see in a lot of, you know, parties, wedding parties coming to the golf courses as opposed to doing some of the other traditional type things. When there's a wedding in town, they just bring all the guys out and just have fun on the golf course, guys and girls for that matter. So it's just, again, it's a new way of thinking. It's a new way of enjoying the sport of golf. And you just have to start these kids through this program, PGA Junior League, just to get them up to speed, enjoying the game, and then they can decide at what level they want to compete. Everyone's not going to be able to play at high school, certainly not college, certainly not on the tour, but they can enjoy this game for a lifetime.
Well, Daryl, we really appreciate you coming on with us, and remind everybody that it's www.pgajuniorleague.com, and that's JR. And you know what? If you've got any other things that you want us to promote, just get in touch with us, and we'll be happy to do it for you.
I certainly appreciate you having me and taking advantage of this opportunity to get the word out. And we just encourage the parents to look for that www.pgajuniorleague.com, and that junior is JR. So thank you very much for having me on.
Yeah, we'll put the information on our website as well, thegolfshopshow.com, if you missed any of that.
Thanks, Daryl.
Thank you.